Welcome one and all. This is, as you well know, Robert Rogers, founder of Parkinson's Recovery and the facilitator of all of the wonderful information that you are seeing on a daily basis on the membership website. Just as a heads up, always know that you can listen to the replay of any of these monthly support group meetings by going to that connection website. Now, many of you have signed up. I think a few of you are not actually aware that there are 12 different website interfaces that you have the advantage of seeing each and every day. I update the websites, many of them every day, some of them every week. And it really provides you with the full range of support services that you need to attend to in order to see a successful reversal of symptoms. So please scour about. Look, cruise, visit every single day. My idea for each of you is to visit the website every weekday, Monday through Friday. Take a little break on the weekends so that you can get an infusion of all of that positive energy that really is instrumental to seeing a successful journey down the road to recovery from Parkinson's disease. Now, as it is customary in our monthly support group sessions for all of the Parkinson's Recovery Support Group members, what I want to do is provide an initial preview of what's been up at Parkinson's Recovery this past month, and then we'll connect in with each of you, see what's up, and find out if you've got any reports of what's working or what's not working, or any questions or any topics you want to address. And again, another heads up for those of you who are new to these particular sessions, sometimes this particular connection goes blank. Don't ask me why. I'll simply call back in and you'll hear my voice live in just a minute or two. And if you lose a connection, remember you can also just connect back in as well. So what's been up at the Parkinson's recovery efforts this past month? I really think I have very, very exciting news to report. Due to some unusual family circumstances, I was reminded of an interview that I recorded on the radio show, and that's available for listening, about 5 years ago with a Dr. Donald Rhodes, who actually is the inventor of something called Vector. He has a website, and that website is vector.com. For those of you who want to explore this further for yourself, the actual address is www.vector. Many of you are well aware that for over a decade now, I have been investigating many, many different options that offer the promise of reversing symptoms. We found many that really are making a big difference for people. I really do believe I have to report to those of you who are connecting in here that I think I finally hit a home run after over a decade of research and investigation. The bottom line is that Dr. Rhodes basically has discovered through his new invention and through his own research that there is a primary cause of the symptoms associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. Now, the answer is not going to be probably a big surprise to you because it's so simple, I think most people just overlooked it. What's really the bottom line? He argues that the bottom line is a lack of oxygen at the cellular level. Now, if you look at the degradation in Mylon sheets, those are those delicate coverings that insulate the neural networks from short-circuiting. What we know is that the Mylon sheaths in persons with neurological challenges, such as those of you who have tremors and mobility challenges, we know that the Mylon sheaths are more than likely compromised. And what that means in a simplistic sense It's like a electrical wire. You know, the metal is in the middle, and then there's a rubber covering that insulates those wires on the outside. We've all experienced, since we were children, what happens when you short-circuit that wire. In other words, when that rubber covering insulation gets all of a sudden, it all of a sudden rubs off, and you have those actual metal wires touch on something else or touch on each other. It short circuits. In other words, it basically doesn't work. That's basically what happens when Mylon sheaths, and that's sort of analogous to the rubber covering on electrical wires, also become degraded. Now, what Dr. Rhodes very simply argues is, what's the reason why these Mylon sheaths turn out to basically be degraded? In other words, they become very thin, they lack any substance, and the insulation protection is all of a sudden lost. His answer is a lack of oxygen. Now, I find this particular argument compelling. It seems to me that it speaks to the core of what is needed for the body to heal from the inside out. Now, he invented this vector, and when I first interviewed him 5 years ago on the radio show, it was not FDA approved. It actually is now today FDA approved for pain, for the management of pain. I'm actually physically located as I deliver and facilitate this particular support group session in Houston, Texas. As many of you know, I'm normally located in Olympia, Washington, which is about 2,400 miles from here. So what I've been doing the last 6 days is having extensive interviews and interactions with Dr. Rhodes, who has explained extensively what his particular new invention offers the promise to people who actually confront neurological challenges. So what is this vector really all about? Well, you can learn certainly a great deal more about the actual invention by visiting the website, but the short version of the story is the electrodes that are attached to the hands, it's not a painful treatment by any means. They're positioned in certain acupuncture points depending on the person's symptoms. And what's happening is the little stimulation that's a very, very low frequency heats up the body. And when the body begins to heat up, the body is all of a sudden capable of making internally an essential peptide that is critical to being able to oxygenate the body. Many of you probably have never heard of this peptide, but it really is, I think, the key to seeing a successful recovery. It's called calcitonin gene-related peptide. It's often known as CGRP. So C stands for calcitonin, C-A-L-C-I-T-O-N-I-N, and then gene, G-E-N-E, related peptide, P-E-P-T-I-D-E, C-G-R-P. Now, you have to have warm hands and warm feet for the body to be able to manufacture this successfully from the inside out. It's not possible to manufacture this body for the body if you simply wear warm gloves or wool socks. So this particular new invention basically stimulates certain acupuncture points that raises the temperature of the hands and feet. The bottom line is, if you tend to have cold feet, if you tend to have cold hands, your body is not manufacturing internally CGRP. Well, why is that so important? Well, you have to have CGRP in order for the body to manufacture VIP, which is also a peptide that's manufactured in the digestive system. I probably have your attention now because, as you know, recent research on Parkinson's indicates that the cause of the problem is in the gut. It's not in the brain. What is VIP? It's vasoactive intestinal peptide. So again, that's vaso, V-A-S-O, active, A-C-T-I-V-E, intestinal peptide. So the initials are V as in victory, I as in international, P as in people, V-I-P. It's sometimes known as the very important peptide. So why is it that these two peptides are so essential? They're essential because if you don't have them, the cells in your body do not have enough oxygen. If your cells don't have enough oxygen, you're going to see all sorts of degradation in the myelin sheaths and the emergence of all sorts of neurological challenges. Now, I've got many hours now of recordings of interviews with Dr. Rhodes. I must say I've been very impressed with what he has done with this particular development. It's not FDA approved for Parkinson's, but I believe it has incredible implications for helping people see relief from their symptoms. Is it a magical cure? No, in the sense that it is not. But if this is taken seriously, and if you do these treatments on a daily basis, I am predicting that you will see a welcome relief from symptoms because, for the one reason, your body is all of a sudden getting cells that have oxygen. When they have cells, they are able to heal from the inside out. As I say, I'm very impressed with what he is doing. I think it really is the medicine of the future, among other options, of course. Now, the bottom line is we're actually here for some family treatments. My daughter has been having some very serious pain issues, and she's actually getting some remarkable relief, which is one of the reasons why I'm so enthusiastic about letting everybody know about this as a treatment protocol that offers, I think, incredible promise. Now, what's the bottom line in terms of how you might be able to take advantage of this therapy? It's not cheap at this point to be able to actually receive treatments from Dr. Rhodes, including his services, which are quite extensive, and purchasing the Vector machine. I would say the total cost is approximately $7,000. You have to stay here in Houston. It's actually in the Woodlands north of Houston, which is where we are now, in a hotel for a minimum of 3 nights. And he follows up with you every single day for an hour to see, track this, how it's doing. He sometimes changes the placements of where these electrodes are placed on the body. You are doing the work. He's not doing it. And sees what results you're actually getting. So it's something that I think can facilitate healing from the inside out. If you are a listener who is anywhere near Houston, I would just say, and if you have the resources, connect in with Dr. Rhodes and see if this doesn't call out to you as a therapy you might want to pursue. I know I get many questions from people. What about stem cell therapy? Well, those therapies cost anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 a shot. And basically, you get the stem cell treatment. It might provide some temporary relief, which would be very welcome, but it's not a long-term solution. I think this offers the possibility of offering a long-term solution as long as you do these treatments every day once you learn how this particular technology works. The actual treatments will consume approximately an hour and a half. Every day in the initial month, it will actually consume about 3 hours. It's not painful. You obviously can do other things when you get the treatment. But it's a fascinating technology, and so I just want everybody to know about this as an option. He has got some studies of people, very small, only 5 subjects with people with Parkinson's. Nothing has actually been written up for this, but he has extensive experience working with people with other diseases with wonderful success. So I guess you could say I've sort of vetted who he is here, given that we've been here in Houston for about 7 days now. And I just have to report to each of you, I think this is something that you can take seriously. It seems to me that it really does offer the promise of being able to get sustained relief from symptoms. So the bottom line is, all right, if your myelin sheaths basically are short-circuiting, if you don't have enough covering on your neurons, how do you heal that? And the answer is, well, it's not healed within a day or a week, but over time, it's healed by oxygenating the cells. That's the answer. And that's what this particular technology does in a very non-invasive manner. So it's exciting development. I feel like, again, I've struck a home run for people who currently experience these neurological challenges. We found many therapies that are helping people reverse their symptoms, and many people are getting wonderful success. But what is it that will provide you with the support you need in the long run? It, obviously, if you want to pursue this as an option, would take a big commitment on your part in terms of time. You have to be here in Houston for at least 5 days, if not 7 or 8, or even 10. You have to have an outlay of funds, of money, to be able to even get this started. There are some other options of not actually seeing Dr. Rhodes himself. There are a couple of doctors, I think, in Florida who offer this particular service, and one or two in North Carolina. You can actually just purchase a machine, and you can on the website, they have a video that explains how you can actually use it. So you can certainly save quite a bit of cost by basically just not involving him, but rather seeing if you can't do it using other options. I also selected several of my interview segments with Dr. Rhodes, and I have aired a radio show that was posted last night, and it will be posted on the member website here by the end of the day. So you'll be able to hear my actual interview with Dr. Rhodes and his explanation of how this all actually works. So it's a quite fascinating development. I think he's really figured out at the core what the body needs. It's a particular solution that I guess is in a way obvious. The body needs water. That's what John Coleman's actually discovered in his own journey down the road to recovery from his own Parkinson's. And so, you know, he, as you many people know, is an advocate of aquas, which are designed to stimulate the hydration in the body. But the body also needs oxygen. So once you can give the body the oxygen that it needs, the cells, the oxygen that they need, basically what Dr. Rhodes is discovering is the body really is able to reverse any particular kind of symptoms that the body might experience. So it's an exciting development. You can tell I'm excited because we've spent quite a bit of the month here exploring this as an option. When my daughter basically confronted this problem, and none of the traditional medical people were able to really solve it. They really offered very little other than a hospital stay of 6 weeks. I began to explore other options, and this is the one that I decided to chase after, and I'm just excited to report that it feels like this is something that I think really is offering people the possibility of seeing a sustained recovery. So check out the website, and if you're so called, you might want to make an appointment with him. I might say that for those of you who are members, I think you probably have a chance of getting in to see him over the next maybe 3 or 4 weeks or maybe a couple of months. My guess is he's going to be swamped soon, and you might not even be able to get in to get an appointment with him for months and months, if not years. So if you're called out to do it, I would really strongly suggest that you take some action. And he'll tell you all about the cost involved on the radio show interview. I asked him about that. Those are the costs that we are paying for the treatment that he's giving to my daughter. And so I have to say, given the problems that she has experienced, which have been very troubling indeed, this offers a wonderful solution for her long term. So it doesn't fix anything, but it does offer the possibility when she does the treatments every day of her being able to live a viable, strong, exciting, adventurous life rather than being disabled every couple of days with pain, which just is unbearable. So it's approved for pain, but again, what I'm suggesting is that he has done work with people with Parkinson's. He's gotten great results. So in the end, my bottom line for each of you connecting in here today is you feel like it's worth a strong commitment from you of in the first month, 3 hours a day where you have to do these treatments, a trip to Houston or to some of the doctors that actually do this particular therapy. You're going to incur some expense, to be sure. But again, I think what I'm suggesting is from what I've seen, I think it would certainly be worth the gamble. So that's the summary report of really everything we've been doing here for the last month. It's been a question of driving down here, which took about 3 days, and then helping my daughter get out of the hospital. And then we've been here in Houston for about 7 or 8 days. And we'll continue here for another day or two, and then we'll finally be completed with our work with Dr. Rhodes. Again, his website is www.vector.com. So that's VECTTOR.com. And as a repeat of what I just mentioned, I will post the recording of the radio show interview with Dr. Rhodes on the member website, the radio show page, by the end of the day today. So you can actually hear my interview with him that we just did yesterday. Now, what I want to do is to check in with each of you who have called in. And just as a reminder, I'm going to just open up the line to you because I can see those of you who called in. And if you're really here just to listen, if you really are not up to talking or don't want to have anything to say, well, just say thanks just to hear to listen, and we'll go on to the next person. And I just the check-in is really just like we were all physically located here in the same room, and we just are all sitting in a circle, and so we're just checking in with everybody to say, what's up, what's going on, what have you found that's really helping in terms of therapies, is there anything that you found that's not helping, any topics you want to discuss. So it's basically just a session where we're located in many, many different states and countries, but we're all convened here together at this one day and time, the last Monday of each and every month at 12 noon Pacific time. Let me open up the first line. Sometimes I get to see your name, but sometimes I don't. This connection here is from Thousand Oaks, California, Conejo, California. Hello, who's there?
Yeah, it's Dwayne. Great, Scott. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Dwayne. Good to hear from you. So what's up with you?
I picked up late. I was 10 minutes late in getting in, but I'm glad to be here. I have a lot of electromagnetic stuff that I paid for a long time ago, and I have here. Is this new device you're talking about electromagnetic, or what is it?
No, I would say definitely not. It doesn't really have anything to do with that. The actual pulses that he uses are a very, very, very low pulse. So it is electricity, but it's at such a low pulse that you don't even feel what it is that's basically happening. So it doesn't have anything to do with that. It's specifically designed, again, to warm up the temperature of the hands and the feet. Once those temperatures rise, what happens is the body begins to make these two essential chemicals, CGRP and VIP, and that is what leads to your body being able to get the oxygen that it needs. So I don't want to say that what you've got might not be greatly beneficial, but it's not anything like what this is.
Okay, terrific. That's all I've got to say right at the moment, except I'm enjoying taking this new product that I got from you. Two things, acidophilus and then the detox of the liver. I'm really enjoying that. I don't know how much it's helping me, but I plan to stay on it forever.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's the one that makes the glutathione in the gut. It's so cool, isn't it? I know. I'm taking that, too. And I have to say, I'm just as enthusiastic as you are. There's the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, which are also marvelous, but the one that you're referring to is the basically the ME3 that's included as the liver detox And yeah. it's really RAG Active is what it's actually called, but it's just a wonderful research development from about a year and a half ago that Ross Pelton discussed on the radio show. So I'm with you on that, Wayne. It's just really a wonderful development.
Yeah, I'm enjoying that. And one other thing on the members page, I've been a member for about 3 months. I've been listening to you for 3 years or so, but I've been a member for just a few months. And I'm not sure I'm going on to the right page. I just walked into my computer to see if I could get up there. I'm not sure I'm on the right page. What does the page look like for the member?
There are 12 pages, and each page on the right column always looks pretty much the same, because on the right column you have links to all of the other websites. There are basically 12 websites that you get to visit every day. So on the, for example, since you're here on the support group call, you know how to get into that one page, which is the support group website, right?
Okay. Yeah,
okay,
right. Well,
then,
that's where it says Parkinson's Recovery Monthly Support Group Meeting, and then the next one says 30-minute meditation. That's the right page, right?
That's the right page. And then just look down. See, there are 11 other websites. So click on the little picture, click on the picture, and if you'll scroll down on that right column, you'll notice there's a radio show page. That's the page where by the end of the day, I will have posted the interview with Dr. Rhodes. And so each of those pages do something different. Spend a little time, click on each of them. Some of them you're going to only be there for about 30 seconds, like the joke page. Well, it usually takes only about 30 seconds to read the joke, and then the idea is you laugh and you make dopamine, and then you go on to the next page. So some of them you can spend a little more time with than others, but the whole design of this is that you kind of get into the member websites and you spend, oh, maybe 10 minutes every day, maybe 15, and some days you might want to spend a little bit more time, and that's going to really rev up the ability for you to see sustained success on your journey down the road to recovery.
Okay, thank you very much for the work you do. I really do appreciate it. My sister's got Parkinson's, and I recommended it to her. I don't know whether she's doing it or not, but thank you for your work. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It's an honor and a privilege to serve. So the next call from Chaz Tolkien. Hello, from Concord, California. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi there. So just want to say
hi. What's up with you?
Oh, I have Parkinson's, and I have a situation where I'm bent over almost at 90 degrees. Do you have any suggestions on
on posture?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I'm here with Chuck too, so we're both here.
Great. So the basic challenge that Chuck is confronting has to do with posture and mobility.
Yes. Last summer, he went from being pretty straight up, you know, and then to being bent over sometimes as much as about 90 degrees. It really has debilitated him. You know, it makes walking very difficult. And
Of course it does. The center of gravity is not right, and so he's really struggling. Yeah. Well, so here's my strong recommendation for both of you. One of the pages on the member website is basically called Walk with Ease and Confidence. And I have every week posted a different perspective there on that particular page of the member website on how you can enhance and improve mobility. The idea behind all of these different ideas is to look at the challenge from many, many different perspectives. So there are lots of different wonderful ideas and therapies that are out there that are helping people. And, of course, for him and for you, the challenge is, okay, which ones of these are going to be the ones that will really provide him with sustained relief from that difficulty with being unable to stand up straight? So I just want to suggest at least every week, check in, see what the idea is, and see what calls out to you to, you know, explore that further. There are lots of different therapies that can be pursued that can offer wonderful results. One of them is called Feldenkrais. It's gentle. Has he done that or has he pursued that?
No.
And so the answer is yes, and was it helpful?
Answer is no on that one.
No.
I'm familiar with it, but we have not pursued it.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, I just want to say there's no one therapy that's for sure for him. His body is going to be unique. And so in a way, it kind of winds up being a challenge of experimenting some to see which of the therapies are going to really help. I have to tell you that the interviews I've done, and I've done quite a few radio show interviews with experts on balance and mobility, the ideas that I am really drawn to are ideas of these exercises that he can do himself at home every day. Some balance kind of exercises. One of the interviews that I really was enamored with was a technology called BALVZX. And it's basically BAL for balance, dash VIS for visual, X for exercise, BALVZX for exercise, and V for visual. And the inventor of this basically, I think, has a rich perspective on what's required for maintaining good posture and good balance. It's not just a question of muscles. It's a question of what you're hearing and what you are seeing. So it's auditory and it's also visual. It's those two. And, of course, it's also the ability for him to be able to maintain good posture. And one of the big issues for people who have balance problems, it's not so much the top of the trunk. It looks like that's where the problem is. It's actually in the legs. The legs are not strong enough. So the kind of exercises he basically does is bouncing balls, focusing, doing those in groups so you and Chaz and some of your friends can get together. You could look at some of the videos of what people do with this, and you could just copy what they do in the videos. You know, just do it. Do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you might be surprised about what kind of result you can get from just that kind of therapy. So it's a question of sort of resetting the body's memory of what it means to have good balance. And I think that everyday kind of a practice can really make a huge difference. So in summary, a couple of other of the ideas you'll find on the member website. So one that I posted a couple of weeks ago that's actually not live yet, that I can certainly make it live for Chaz and you, is the ability to basically put weights on the body. And so there's a whole therapy out there that was invented by a physical therapist where you have a sort of a jacket and they put weights so that you can actually stand up straight. And as a short-term solution, that could be quite wonderful because all of a sudden he's not slumping over, but he puts the vest on, he's standing up straight, and then he can really remind his body what it means to have good posture. So
where do we find out about that?
Well, I tell you what I'll do. When I get into that particular page of the member website later today, I will make that particular page live, and you'll see the posting there of what that idea is. The inventor of that was interviewed by me on the radio show about 4 years ago. She's now trained quite a few physical therapists throughout the United States who are trained in being able to assess where the weights need to be placed in the vest and helping people in that regard. So I'll make a note to be sure and post that for you and him to actually see. So that might be a short-term way for him to really be able to all of a sudden straighten up, and then he can work on the other therapies and see if he doesn't all of a sudden be able to walk with ease and confidence. But the one website of the 12 that I think it would be really important to spend some time with would be that Walk with Ease and Confidence website.
Okay. And the interview that you talked about with the BALVZX, which interview was that in?
Well, it's on the radio show page. And again, it's one of those that I post on the member website. So I will make sure to make both of those live for you and for Chuck. So I'm making a note right now, BALVZX. I'll make that one live, and I'll make the weighted vest page as well. So what I've done there is I've drawn out excerpts of the interview. I've linked to various websites so you can get a much better idea of what the idea is than just listening to the radio show.
Perfect.
So I'll make both of those live for him. And again, I just want to repeat, those are just a couple of ideas. And if you and he just begin to explore different options, I know you're going to find one that really is the home run for both of you.
Well, we've been doing that. We've tried a few different things. And the latest one we were going to look at, we've been reading the book, Stop Parking and Start Living. We're doing,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, we're doing the Aquas.
Great.
And then I was going to look into that Bowen therapy and see if that is something that might help as well.
That's a wonderful idea, Bowen or cranial sacral, either one. Some people respond better to one or the other.
Okay.
Cranial sacral is also a wonderful therapy for particular for issues with posture.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, there are various reasons why the posture is stooped, and cranial sacral therapists can sometimes detect and figure out what's really going on physically in the body.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, we went to a chiropractor who used some cranial sacral techniques that did not seem to have
didn't
any
help.
Effect. We just
didn't help.
Or we're just going to a chiropractor who does some quantum neurology. But that doesn't seem to be, you know, we've been doing that for a little while now. It doesn't seem to really be helping. It doesn't seem to be sticking, which is what caught my attention about the Bowen therapy, where it, in that book, he talked about chiropractic sometimes doesn't, you know, it may help temporarily, but it doesn't seem to stick, where the Bowen therapy techniques sometimes will affect longer-term change.
Exactly. And the other kind of a little idea I want to pass on to you and to Chuck is my observation from talking with hundreds and hundreds of people who've had successful solutions is that typically the people who solve just the kind of problems he has are people who figure out what they can do for themselves to heal.
Yep.
And so it might be some exercises every day or a particular therapy, like in Bowen therapy. They can teach you how to do these things every day.
Exactly.
Rather than having to go to somebody and they do it to you. So the people who get short-term results are those that sort of think, okay, I'll go to this kind of therapist and they're going to fix me. Well, they do for a few days usually or sometimes. But, you know, it doesn't last. And so the ones that really seem to get great results are you find some techniques, some exercises that you do every day, and boy, that body begins to straighten up. You remind your body what it needs to be able to have effortless mobility, and you're on your way to health and wellness.
Great. Thank
well, I have my prayers out that you'll be able to find a set or maybe even just one approach that really makes a big difference to him.
Yeah, well, we're doing the same.
Great. Sounds
all
good.
Right.
Well, thanks for connecting in today. It's wonderful to have this connection.
Okay. Thank you. We'll continue listening.
You're wonderful. And hello, Sherilyn, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi there. Hi. So what's up?
Not too much. Just feeling wonderful this month.
Ah, that's great news. We all get to celebrate.
Yes, exactly. I've been doing a lot of boxing and acupuncture, and I really feel really good.
Oh, that's wonderful. And, you know, as a follow-up to my initial presentation, both of those really oxygenate the cells. So you are infusing yes. your cells with wonderful oxygen, and it was probably one of the big reasons why you're doing so beautifully.
Yeah, it's really, really working well, so I'm really happy with it. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Sherilyn, and thank you so much for connecting in and saying hi. Yes, hello. So Judd, are you there?
Actually, it's Terry. Yeah, it's actually Terry.
Oh, hi, Terry. Hi.
I don't know how his name got in there, you know, when I signed up. But anyway, I'm the one with Parkinson's.
Hi.
Basically, hi. I want to just listen today. I do have one question. I, too, am taking the glutathione and have been doing so for, you know, a month or more. And then do you also take the Ohira probiotics as well with that?
Well, that's certainly what Ross Pelton recommended, yes. And that's why I wound up buying these huge quantities so that, you know, people could take advantage of them. I think the O'Hara probiotics are a wonderful complement to the RegActive. Basically, they are a high-quality probiotic that infuses the good bacteria in the digestive system. And so if, for example, people are taking a lot of supplements, they're supposed to be helping, but for many people, they basically just wash right through the digestive system and nothing is really absorbed. The reason is because that digestive system does not have the good bacteria that are necessary for successful digestion. And so I have been taking that, actually both of them, and I really think that O'Hara probiotics are great, I just have to say. You can really see it in the whole digestive system, in the ability to digest food, to get more energy, et cetera, et cetera. The, one of the reasons why good bacteria is not automatically in the gut is we basically get infections that kill off the good bacteria. Or we take antibiotics or some medicines that basically wipe them out. And so over the long run, I think it makes sense to infuse the good bacteria in the digestive system. The other reason I think this is such a good idea for people with Parkinson's symptoms is we know that the root cause of these issues, according to very recent research, is in the gut. That's the source. So lots of people, for lots of reasons, feel like, well, my substantia nigra is sick, you know, and I'm not making the dopamine I should make. Well, in the end, the real question is, well, why not? And the answer is, well, the gut is compromised. So even if a person has some horrible infection that they're able to control, they might have had the infection for years and years. It could be, for example, the appendicitis infection, which is the real culprit for killing out all the good bacteria in the gut. So I personally think it's a great idea to sort of make a standard routine habit of getting those good bacteria in the digestive system. And then in turn, when you're using the RegActive, you're making the glutathione, which we know for people with Parkinson's is very deficient. And over time, the expectation would be digestive system gets healthy and the whole body begins to heal.
Right, right. And do you take what's recommended on the box there of the O'Hara?
Well, you know, I have to say I didn't even read exactly what they say. They might say three a day. I just take two first thing in the morning. Some people take one of those little capsules in the morning and one in the evening. I just, in an empty stomach, the first thing, I just pop two of them in every day on an empty stomach. And I guess if you're starting out and you feel like maybe your digestive system does need a little extra tender, loving care, you might do three for a week or two. But in the end, I think two is sufficient. And as you begin to go in there, you might even be able to reduce back to just one. That's just my sense. Now, what they're actually recommending, I have to admit, I haven't actually read yet. No, I make
well,
all
usually
these
everything
decisions.
Does take two.
Well, I make all these kind of decisions. I kind of ask my body, what do you need? And when it answers, I don't even read the instructions on the product. So that's what seems to work for me.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you, and thank you for everything you're doing for us.
You're welcome. As I said before, it's an honor and a true privilege. Oh, Lillian, hello. How are you? What's up?
Good. I was wondering a little bit about the mannitol, how much person should take and if it matters what time of day.
So my experience with mannitol is personal. Just talking to the experience of one person. I haven't talked to a lot of other people who've used that. But what I've discovered is that it doesn't really matter, it seems, when I take it. I typically will take it with a little scoopful in my hot tea. I'm addicted to the black hot tea. And then drink that down. So it doesn't seem to matter when I take that. The effect of the mannitol on my digestive system is I can really notice some bloating and some gas that I normally don't have. I did interview a person after interviewing McCammon, who's the one who sort of created this product because he has Parkinson's himself. And basically, as I understand it, the mannitol also offers the possibility of going after the bad bacteria in the gut. I thought that's interesting. So that might be why you notice digestively there's a lot more activity when you take the mannitol. He added two ingredients that was supposed to reduce that effect, but I still personally noticed it. That's the one downside. But I don't think there's any particular recommendation he made in that interview for when you should take it. He does give a little scoop in that container, and so you can fill up the scoop at the top and just pop it into your tea. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to do, simple.
Yeah.
Doesn't do any harm, and as he mentioned, there's no studies for people with Parkinson's, but boy, when you look at the fruit flies, it sure makes a difference for them and for him. Apparently, he was able to get remarkable relief from his own symptoms, so you never know what's going to work.
Charles Hagestad uses it also.
You said what?
Dr. Hagestad.
Oh, right. He uses that, too. Oh,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. He's another
he
person
gave
a, who's had... Oh, I didn't realize that. That's wonderful to hear. And for those of you who are listening, it doesn't use anything else. He's a person I interviewed. It's been now a couple of months ago, a couple of times, actually. I had two interviews with him. Chris Hagerseth, medical doctor, retired psychiatrist, got Parkinson's, and he has a whole program where he helps people find relief from their symptoms. So he's got some fascinating insights into what's really made a difference to him, and apparently the mannitol is one too. The mannitol, for those of you listening, you're thinking, oh, well, what in the world is that? Well, that's just a natural sugar. They actually put mannitol in sweets, like candies for diabetics, because it's not really a sugar, but it's a sweetener. But what Don McCammon discovered, he also has Parkinson's, was from his own reading of the research, he started using the mannitol, and he found a wonderful relief from his own symptoms. So it's a natural kind of a sugar. Don mentioned you can buy it in pretty large quantities just in its raw source. So that's another way to go. You don't even have to go, you know, add what it is that he added in his own product that he actually sells to people. So I bought some from him, and I was pleased with what I got. And so have you been pretty pleased, or did you just start?
I just started with like an eighth of a teaspoon or something, and it seemed
good idea.
It seemed okay, but I haven't noticed any effect in that. It's probably too small an amount.
Well, start slow and then work it up. Yeah, no reason to go whang bang in the very beginning. You never know how your body's going to react.
Okay. And, been doing, I found somebody who teaches yoga for Parkinson's. And I guess I'll see how that goes. I haven't been doing that for very long.
Great. Wonderful. Well, people who do yoga swear by it. And again, given my initial introduction to what I've discovered here in Houston, it's certainly going to help oxygenate the body. And boy, that's going to be a winner every time.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you, Lillian, for connecting in. It's great to hear from you. Hello, Stephen. Are you there?
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi, we sure can. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Okay, great. Good. Very good. Thank you. Today is actually the first day in probably a week or more that I've been able to see the light. I just went through a rather dark time. My father just passed away. And
Stephen.
I did learn a few things. It was rather unexpected. The cellular connection between all of us, I believe, especially probably within the family, I wasn't really close to my father, but the fact that it happened the way it did was very interesting. I was in a yoga, I do a 7 o'clock yoga class every day, and I was in yoga that morning, and I just like came unglued. I was overcome with emotion, and I just sat down on my mat, and I was trying not to cry, and I had no idea what was going on, and very uncharacteristic for me. So then after class, I basically scrambled to get out to my vehicle, and out there I kind of fell apart. I had no idea why. I was like, this is really strange. I wonder what's going on, you know, and I was trying to listen to my body and figure it out. Picked up my phone. There was a text from my sister. My father had passed away a few hours earlier. So to me, that was just a very strong indication of what we all probably already know, that there is just an incredible connection between all of us and all of the universe together. You know what I mean?
Right. That's so true, so, I think, too, Stephen.
So, anyway, I'm definitely happy today, and I'm glad to see the light at the end of the tunnel here for a little while. Recovery is going well, I think. I've been having a lot of days that I sleep a lot and so forth and so on, but I believe that's totally just the healing taking place, and my body needs that rest in order to make things happen.
Right, exactly.
I got the test results back from the bioenergetic testing.
Oh, good.
Harmony Health. And actually, I just got off the phone with Dr. Ivy before this class, doing a clearing and an emotional clearing type thing, and she was helping me clear from pesticides that I was a farm boy subject to, different things like that. So that was good. I also got the results back from the bioacoustics. I'm sorry, not bioacoustics. It was the Kristen Harper, the nutritional balancing.
Oh, right, the nutritional balancing.
So, and this kind of leads to my question. And there's other things, too. I'm basically just going all out. I have a very small retirement from 20-something years of fire and rescue. And I just got back from hiking the Appalachian Trail, walked away from my business, hauled all my boats out of the water, which is where I lived, on the water, and putting everything up for sale. And I'm planning on hitting back on the trail again in April. But I have so many conflictions in what I'm being suggested to do. I already know what your answer is. In fact, I'll share your answer already.
already know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Listen to your intuition. Listen to your intuition and listen to your body and so forth, and I'm totally going to roll with that. But it's still a little perplexing, and at this point, I'm working to correlate the information that I'm receiving from different sources. And primarily, one of the things is basically diet that's a little bit confusing. I get, I'm not going to say they conflict totally, but I'm going to say that it seems that there are some conflictions, but I think if when I overlay them, I'll be able to see a route that will probably be the best one to take, and
yeah,
listening to my body at the same time.
Right.
So that was my question and your answer already.
You already answered it. That's really funny. Just by voicing the question, you figured it out. Yeah, you know, I've interviewed a lot of people who have recommendations on diet on the radio show, and they say different things. And in the most recent series of interviews, it was with these doctors who are functional medicine doctors. And it was very clear from listening to all of those interviews, it was called a portrayal series, listening to those interviews, it was very clear that diet is really very individualistic. So there is no one standard best diet for everyone. So your own answer to your question, I think, is the best one. So you listen to what other people kind of think might be a good idea, and then you check in with your own body, with your own instinct, with your own good intuition, and always follow that. Because somebody else has the opinion of something that's good for you, may be right, but it may be wrong. But you're the one that will always know. So just use that own instinct. And there are going to always be people who will say, well, you can't go hiking, that's stupid. But if your instinct, if that's your passion, boy, go for it. You know, I would not hesitate.
Well, those words were ringing in my ear while I was listening to other words that were saying, basically, you're really overdoing it in the gym and all this stuff, and you need to only, like, just walk gently for 20 minutes a day maximum and all this. And, I mean, you know, so I'm sure there's good intentions in that, and there is a reason process to it, that, you know, you don't want to overtax your body and so forth, but at the
same
time,
and you're,
And you're not doing that because you're getting rest. So you're doing both, exercise and the rest.
So anyway, I wanted to voice encouragement to everyone else. I'm doing all I can. I'm living in my van as a result of wanting to put this first in my life and healing in order to be able to have the funds to put where I want to put them rather than just putting it in rent or something like that. So at this point, you know, life isn't always a bowl of cherries, but if we have a goal to be well and to have wholeness in our bodies then and in our being, then I think we ought to give it all we have and follow that course right through, you know. So that's where we're at, and I think things are looking up, and I'm again, just like other people have said, I can't help but say again, I'm just so incredibly grateful for all the research that you've done and for making it so accessible to us.
Well, you're most welcome, Stephen. As I mentioned, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to do what it is that I do. And in terms of our connections to our ancestors, what you say certainly resonates with me. I found one of the most healing experiences for me was to suddenly say to myself the following mantra: I am just like my father, after being somewhat alienated from him for many years. And that turned out to be one of the most healing things I ever did for myself, to see the similarities between who I am and who he was. Bill, hi. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Robert.
Great. Anything up in particular for you today?
I might mention for the person who was asking about balance and posture issues, mentioned the LSVT therapy, which I have found personally has been the most beneficial therapy. I mean, I tried Feldenkrais, I tried Bowen, acupuncture, you name it. And LSVT is the one thing that had an obvious benefit.
Oh, great. I'm glad you mentioned that, Bill, because I think you mentioned that the last time we connected in. And I'm glad you reminded them of that, because that certainly has been an answer for you, hasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. It counteracts the sort of contracting or compressing feeling that you get from the disease and works actively sort of beat that back. So whereas these other therapies, physical therapies, tend to be a little sort of generic, let's say.
Right. And certainly haven't been as helpful for you.
Yeah, I know it's not offered everywhere, and I know you haven't had success in getting them on the radio show or anything, but if it is a possibility, it's worth looking into, I think.
Yes, I certainly agree. We tried to get representatives of that therapy on the show, but I've not been successful. I think I asked about 6 or 7 people. No success.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you mentioned it because, boy, we've heard other positive reports from that from other people as well.
Yeah, I don't know why they're being so uncooperative, but I guess they got some reason.
I don't know either, but that's just been the way it's been. So. Well, thanks for that recommendation. I'm sure Chuck will really appreciate that.
Yeah, I have a question maybe you could help me with.
Sure.
When you're speaking to your neurologist, and it seems to me like, in my case, all they want to do, they're just itching to put me on some kind of pharmaceutical medication. And I feel like I spend most of the appointments sort of beating that back. How should I respond to that? I mean, I don't want to argue with these people, but also, you know, don't want to just do what they say on their say-so, since they're, you know, they spend 15 minutes with me or a half an hour or whatever it is. And, you know, they don't really know the whole story.
No, that's right. Well, my sense in interviewing, as I've said, thousands of people who have encounters with a neurologist is to just acknowledge and honor the fact that they have one specialty, and that is to prescribe medicines. That's what they do.
Right.
That's what they were trained to do. That's what they know how to do. And so when you go, when you make a visit and an appointment to see a neurologist, that's what you get, is, okay, given what they see of you when they look at you for 10 minutes or 5 or however long it is, you know, they think the best guess is if you take medicine X, you might see some relief. And then if they are able to find some medicines that are successful for a while, but then after a period of time they're not successful, then the next thing that the neurologist can do is they can recommend deep brain stimulation surgery or sonar therapy or some other kind of, you know, follow-up. But I think, Bill, my sense is if you're looking for people who want to really connect with you, understand the full history, the full story, consider lots of options, the neurologist are one option among many, many other options. That's what I always think of them as. And it's the option of prescription medications. So they're not going to be able to offer anything else other than that. That's really all they do. So the only way to, in other words, instead of fighting against that, if they have something to recommend, you just accept that and make a decision if you want to pursue that or not. But if you're looking for somebody who is going to offer that deeper level of suggestions for what you might do to really heal, I think you're going to have to look outside that specialty, which is, you know, the medical doctor, neurologist specialty. There are people who are the functional medicine neurologists who certainly have a broader perspective on what's going on. They really look at digestive issues as being primary. So you might search out for a neurologist that, instead of just prescribing medicines, they're more interested in looking at the cause. And again, they're called functional neurologists. I have to say, there are not that many of them out there, but there are some. And so you might find some of those in North Carolina with a little luck.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm to a point now where I'm thinking, why am I even going to these appointments if all I'm doing is resisting what they...
Yeah, exactly. Well, so just don't go and find somebody else who you really, your instinct tells you, really offers the promise of some great suggestions and ways to heal. That's my sense. I mean, it's your choice as to whether or not you want to even pursue that or not. Sounds like it's not something you're really interested in pursuing, so why even spend the time?
Yeah, I mean, they mean well. And to their credit, for example, you know, I talked about the LSVT thing, and they said, oh, that's great, keep doing that. They recommended the boxing thing. So they're not completely oblivious to some of this stuff.
No, but they're, you know, if you just realize, too, from their perspective, legally, the only thing they're really able to discuss are the prescription medications. So they do a diagnosis, and then they can prescribe medicines. And so if you pull them out of their specialty, they don't know much about those other kind of options. They don't have enough time. They only have, 20 minutes with each patient. So, you know, they're writing up the reports in the files and seeing one person after another, so they don't really have time to know anything other than just what seems to be prescribed by the foundational Parkinson's groups.
Right. And I mean, you look at the sheet that they gave me of the medication they were considering in my case, and the side effects are just hair-raising.
I know. That's the cost of these medicines. The side effects can be far worse than the actual benefits. Everybody responds differently, so you never know. But some of those side effects are very, very scary indeed.
Right. And I mentioned that, and they, you know, their answer is, oh, well, we'll only give you a very low dose. Well, I mean, what kind of argument is that?
I know. Some people, if they take 1% of what's prescribed, they're going to have a violent reaction. Everybody's body is different, so of course they don't know. And I think the other thing we need to honor is that the medical doctors, they're not researchers, they're basically practitioners, and they really don't know a great deal about the interactions of these medicines. That's what pharmacists do. That's their specialty. So when we begin to press them with all of that kind of information, they actually don't know a lot about it because that's not their training.
I think I'm just going to stop going because the only reason why I went to begin with is so that I could be officially diagnosed.
Right. Had that on the record, yeah. So that's been done. You're good to go. And maybe it's now a question of just finding people that really you feel like are going to support your journey.
And that's apparently this person is, you know, they're just really just the medicine people, which is the case for most neurologists.
Okay, I hear you.
All right. Best of luck to you, Bill. It's great to hear and connect from you today.
All right, thank you, Robert.
You're welcome, Bill. So, hello, Trula. Hello.
Yes, hold on. Yeah.
Hi there. Hi there. So just want to say hi, and what's up with you?
Well, been really interesting that I took your test on the symptom tracker.
Yeah, right.
And I went off the scale on stress.
Whoa.
So I decided I needed to make some major changes since I last met with the group. And it's been really interesting, major life changes in the positive direction, and I can tell it's really affecting my Parkinson's. I've had some improvements just by making these changes.
Oh, truly, that's wonderful there.
Yeah, so that symptom tracker is helpful.
That's
and the symptom I'm having trouble with right now is, and I wrote to you about it, is the swan finger. Starting my left hand, I got the swan finger in my pinky and then the ring finger next to it. Now it's progressing to the other two fingers. So I have an appointment coming up in a few months. It took me a long time to get in to see this surgeon who does hand surgery, because I read that there are surgeries for that deformity and that it's caused basically by inflammation. So it's known to be prevalent among people with Parkinson's and MS and rheumatoid arthritis. But apparently there's something you can do for it. So I had sent you a question. I was wondering if you had heard anything about various treatments or had any knowledge you could share.
Well, yes, Trula, it sounds like the real issue is a lack of oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, of course, creating extensive inflammation. So to be able to oxygenate your cells is actually the long-term solution. Surgery might provide some temporary relief, but if the cells are still starved of oxygen, you might still see the problem return down the line. The other kind of issue that I've learned about those kinds of problems is if you have issues with, for example, fingers or the hand in general, a lot of people think the source of the problem is right there at the fingers of the hand. Generally, that's not the case. That's not the source of the problem. Oftentimes, for example, for restrictions in the body, just like you described, the problem is a compromised gallbladder. In other words, the real issue, the cause, can often, I'm not saying it is, but it's often a gallbladder that has way too many toxins or infections, or it's just not working the way it should. So typically when you have restrictions in the body, muscular restrictions, there probably is the gallbladder at issue.
Oh my gosh,
so,
I can't believe you're saying this, because I've been having some pain in that area, and I went to see the gastroenterologist, and he said I should have my gallbladder out.
I'm not a medical doctor. I can't make any recommendations about anything to anybody. But if it were me, I would never, ever have my gallbladder out. Never. It's an essential organ that monitors all sorts of things in the body. So the other way to think about this is, okay, if the gallbladder is the issue, then how do you heal the gallbladder? And there are lots of wonderful answers to that.
I asked him about that, and he said none of them work, because I asked him about things I'd read, like beet juice and artichoke stuff and sauerkraut and all those things that help to, you know, balance the gut. Uh-huh. But,
so he just said blanket, that doesn't work. Is that right?
Yeah. I said,
did you ask him? Did you ask him what the evidence was for that?
No, I didn't.
Well,
I didn't schedule the surgery either.
Well, but he doesn't know. he doesn't know what the evidence is, and there's probably very little. I mean, there's no money to discover what the connection is to eating beet juice to healing a gallbladder. There's no money for that, so chances are there's not much research available. You know, oftentimes you'll hear people make blanket statements, well, that doesn't work, but there's no evidence that, in fact, to back up their assertion. So I would just suggest, Trula, that you just think about this from an alternative perspective. The recommendations you're getting, and you may want to follow them, are from people who basically want to just cut the problem out. They want to go in there and do some surgery, or they want to remove your gallbladder. And so that's symptomatic treatment. That's what medical doctors do. And thankfully, a lot of people need that or want that. But if you're interested in healing the problem, the question turns on what's the cause, what's creating the problem. And so just as a suspicion, if the cause is a gallbladder that's not functioning as it should, and it sounds like you've got some symptomatic evidence of that, then the question is, okay, how do you go about healing your gallbladder? And there are lots of people, wonderful professionals out there that have got lots of options out there that you can pursue. And then, of course, the other piece of this is, okay, if it's a question of oxygenating your body, well, shoot, the kind of therapy that I'm just learning more about here, that vector treatment, that would probably also provide incredible relief for what you're experiencing.
Okay. Also, I was trying to take notes in your writing about the probiotics. And how do you spell Dr. O'Hara's name?
Oh, well, so there's a whole presentation of his probiotics on the Parkinson's Recovery website. So if you just go to the main website, parkinsonsrecovery.com, that's not the member website. That's sort of the main website.
Okay.
No, yeah, it's not a member website. It's just the main website, parkinsonsrecovery.com. And
yeah,
then there's a little menu item that says RegActive, Reg, R-E-G, apostrophe, A-C-T-I-V, which is that ME3 probiotics for liver detox.
Oh, okay.
And that explains what that is, and also has the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics presentation in that as well.
Okay.
And there's a link to the interview with Dr. Pelton, so you can learn all about what all this is from just listening to that. It's a wonderful interview, by the way. So you can learn all about that from just listening to that interview.
Okay. You're saying some pretty remarkable things, that my hand is related to my gallbladder.
Yep. That's from a research point of view. That's what I'm saying. Would be my strong suspicion. And I was a certified cranial sacral therapist, and what we learned, I did that for probably 5 years for people many years ago, what we learned was that the actual symptom, the physical problem, was not where the problem was located. Almost 99% of the cases, that's the case. So if you've got a problem with the finger, that's not where the problem rests. It's somewhere else in the body. So I can pretty much assure you, well, don't look just where the problem is. Realize it's probably somewhere else.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to mute because my phone's going off. Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for connecting in, Trula. It's great to connect with you. We have one more person who's called in that I want to make sure to say hi to and connect in. Clarita, are you there? Hello? Hi there. Now, for those of you that are new to our support group sessions, Clarita has some difficulty with talking or voicing her questions or her concerns. So it's a little difficult for her to talk in these particular sessions. I'm looking to see if we've got any written questions or written statements. And I do see there are some that have been written as we've been talking. Although, Clarita, I don't see any from you. So did you have any particular thing you wanted to talk about, Clarita, if you're able to voice that? It sounds like not. Sometimes Clarita really can talk clearly, and then there are other times when it's very difficult for her to talk. Let me look at the questions that have been submitted, incoming.
please put in a tooth for me on your course, Jumpstart to Recovery. This course is very informative and has opened many doors for my recovery. Well, thank you. That's wonderful to hear. Jumpstart to Recovery. That's not the member program, but that's the actual course that I offer for people. I had to suspend the last three classes because we've been doing this investigation here in Houston, Texas, but we'll return and conclude those classes here beginning probably about 3 weeks from today. Second statement, I did go from my neurologist to a movement disorder neurologist and found that she basically did a more advanced movement diagnosis, but still couldn't think outside the medicine end of things. So from Teo, that basically is a response to Bill's question, who else out there might provide a more comprehensive look? And he looked after a movement disorder neurologist, but found it was pretty much the same. Sounds like a lot of emphasis on medications. Next statement or question, what was the treatment that Chuck was recommending? I believe that was probably from Bill, and it was LSVT.
It's a Parkinson's Foundation treatment. LSVT is the actual name of that Bill has received wonderful results from. What was that treatment called? Worth looking into. Yes, LSVT is what it's called. And I think if you go on to any of the Parkinson's Foundation's web sites, they typically have a little link there. It's sponsored by the Parkinson's Foundation's group. And, of course, they're very heavily funded by the pharmaceutical industry, but thankfully they've also supported this other therapy that's been so beneficial to so many people. Here's a question from Judith. Would acupuncture of hands and feet be similar to this? And doesn't exercise provide oxygen to the cells, which is why exercise studies are so positive for PD? That's exactly right. And that's exactly right. Acupuncture does actually open up the meridian pathways and will lead to an increase in temperature. So that's exactly right. And I think that's the bottom line of why exercise helps. It's not so much just that the muscles are improving their stamina and their strength and their durability and their ability to just stretch. It's really because when you're moving your body, you're getting more oxygen to your cells. So, you know, pursuing the specific vector therapy is one option, but in the end, it's important to realize the bottom line is that therapy succeeds for actually many, many different kinds of symptoms and diseases because you are giving oxygen to the cells of your body. So anything you can do to oxygenate your body, well, I think you'll discover always be beneficial and will always provide a reduction in whatever symptoms you actually might currently experience. So we've gone down the entire list of everybody that's called in today. It's about 1:20, which is about our typical closure time. We'll be connecting in 1 month from today, the last Monday of March at 12 o'clock Pacific time. So please connect in. We'd like to follow up with each of you, see how things are going, find out what's working, what's not working, spread out whatever information I've been able to learn during the month to you. And let me invite each of you to spend some more time on the membership website. Again, there are 12 different websites that emphasize the foundational issues that are going to help you find relief from your symptoms. So we've got everything there that's really essential. We've got mind challenges. We've got healthy recipe every weekday. We've got a short exercise that only lasts a couple of minutes that will help you find relief from your symptoms. We've got the long meditation. When I say meditation, it's a focused meditation so that you get to focus on different issues and clear out what might actually be obstructing, what might be a struggle to find relief from your symptoms. And then daily meditations, again, that build on that same week-long meditation. And again, the idea is, there's a lot of negativity out there. If you do some searches on the internet, you'll find you'll get very discouraged because people are saying you're going to always get worse. So find the truth of it all, and that's by visiting the member websites. Check in with each of the pages. Look at the Mind Challenge. We've got Mind Work, which is a way to improve the balance between the right and the left side of the brain. And again, the idea is not that you just check in to the member website once a month here on the last Monday of the month, but rather every weekday, check in, spend anywhere from 5 minutes to 10, or it perhaps 30 or 40 minutes, and get an infusion of the positive energy, transform those thought forms that really will be conducive to seeing a sustained relief from the symptoms. The big issue with Parkinson's is the sympathetic nervous system is much more active than the parasympathetic. You want to reverse that. You want to tame the sympathetic system, which is the bad guy, and you want to nurture the parasympathetic system. And that's what the member website is designed to do, to accomplish just that. So calm down the concern that you got day in, day out, that you might be bitten by a bear, which is what that sympathetic nervous system does. It keeps us in check when we're threatened by any particular enemy out there. And, of course, what happens with Parkinson's is you are continuously on alert. You are anxious. You are fearful. And so that sympathetic system never turns off. It never settles down. So the key to seeing relief from the symptoms is reduce stress, get the sympathetic nervous system under control, and you'll see an incredible relief from whatever symptoms you might be experiencing. And so, thank each of you for connecting in to this particular program today. It's been an honor and a privilege. We'll be back up in Olympia in a bit. And I want to say anyway, though we're not quite on the shores of the Puget Sound, that we will soon be there, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all the children are truly loved. Thank you so much for being a part of the work of Parkinson's Recovery, for supporting what we are doing. It makes all the difference in the world to me. We look forward to connecting with each of you 1 week from today, the last Monday of March. And be sure to email me if you've got any questions, concerns, or confusions about Parkinson's Recovery membership. Spread the word. We want more and more people to be a part of this incredible discovery of what is making the difference for people who are finding sustained and long-term relief from the inside out of the symptoms that they currently experience, from whatever symptoms they might be experiencing associated with, as you know, a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. Thanks so much for connecting in. We look forward to connecting with each of you soon.